I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. Heavy rain over the past few weeks has left fields saturated across much of Wisconsin, especially in low-lying areas near rivers. UW Extension crops educator Will Fullerter says flooding has delayed soybean planting and is now pushing corn planting back as farmers wait for soils to dry in parts of the state. Fullerter says some fields remain underwater and won't be accessible for a while, especially those with clay soils that hold moisture longer. As planting dates slip later into the season, yield potential can decline, making timing critical. For now, Fullerter says it's largely a waiting game until fields dry out. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Wednesday around noon, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a two-vehicle head-on collision on State Highway 27, rural Cashton, in the town of Christiana. John Leroy Shimpa, 82, of rural Boscobel, was operating a 2010 Ford Explorer southbound on Highway 27 near Paulson Road. Shimpa crossed the center line and collided with a northbound Oshkosh Defense medium tactical vehicle, a 5-ton vehicle. The military vehicle traveling in a convoy was operated by Ramiro J. Parado, 24, of Moline, Illinois. John Shimpa was pronounced dead at the scene by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Parado and his passenger, Teodoro Zamoro, 26, of Toluca, Illinois, sustaining non-life-threatening injuries and were transported to Mayo Clinic Health System by another vehicle in their convoy. The Richland County Board will meet Monday night at 6 at the Richland County Courthouse to hold a new election for the board's chair and vice chair following a procedural error. A press release issued by Richland County stated, to ensure transparency and proper procedure, three meetings will be held on Monday, May 4th in the county boardroom. Those meetings will include a meeting of the County Board of Supervisors, immediately followed by a meeting of the Committee on Committees, which will discuss and take possible action on committee appointments, followed immediately by a joint meeting of the standing committees. Richland County assures residents and stakeholders that the function of government remains unaffected and fully operational. All county services continue without interruption, and county leadership is committed to transparency and adherence to proper procedures. Inquiries should be directed to County Administrator Trish Clements. The second annual Quilt Gala is being held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. The event is hosted by the NASCAR Fans United Grace Team. There will be a wide variety of donated quilts up for auction and items that can be purchased as well, including prayer quilts. Lorna Maxwell is an organizer of the event.
The prayer quilts are 5.5 or 6.5 inches. They have a quilt block on one side and they have a prayer on the other. And then there's a cross sewn inside. So you can feel the quilt, touch the quilt, and find the cross and find comfort in that while you're saying this prayer that's on the quilt. And I've had people come and buy them for funerals, for members of a family for a funeral, for someone who's sick. I mean, $5 hardly buys you a card nowadays, and then you throw it away. The prayer quilt, they can keep. Marcia has made these wonderful embroidered ones, and we're going to charge $10 for those because they're much more elaborate and take more time. But we also have prayer quilts that just have a quilt block that are $5, and they'll be for sale all evening so anyone can buy one.
Money raised from the gala will go to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or GRACE. Doors to the event are currently open, and the auction will get underway at 6 p.m. There is no dress code, so come as you are and have a good time while helping a good cause. There is a $10 entry fee. Snack food will be provided, and there will be drinks for sale. All are welcome to attend the second annual Quilt Gala going on right now at the Richland Center Community Center, again with the auction to start at 6 p.m. The Buena Vista Car Cruise returns in 2026. From tomorrow, May 3rd through September 20th, the Buena Vista Lions Club Car Cruise takes place every Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. Great cars, great fun, and great friends come together. And of course, there will be a concession stand serving food and drinks all season long. Caregiving is rewarding, but it can be challenging too. Taking care of yourself is important, and Powerful Tools for Caregivers can show you the way. Powerful Tools focuses on your well-being by helping you reduce stress, anger, and depression, and improve emotional well-being, manage time, set goals, and solve problems. Master caregiving transitions and being a part of decision-making and communicating effectively with a person needing care, family members, doctors, and other helpers. Powerful Tools for Caregivers will meet once a week for 6 weeks from Tuesday, May 5th through Tuesday, June 9th from 4 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center Conference Room. The program has been studied and shown to help family caregivers. Registration is required to attend by calling Pam at 608-548-3954.